Are you now, have you ever been, or do you support the progressive splinter faction of the actual Republican Party known as, quote, the Frontier Republicans, unquote?
Not a chance, not on this program, not in Wyoming, and not at the Wyoming State GOP Central Committee meeting held in Buffalo, Wyoming this weekend. Truth is, in the entire Wyoming State GOP Central Committee, there are only about 13 of these redcoats that hang out together. There's Natrona County, and then there's the redcoats from Campbell County. Yeah, that's Tom Lubnow and friends. And then there's the redcoats from Laramie County. You know, Danny Olson's bunch. Now, we pick on Danny Olson a heck of a lot on the program. I mean, that woman's never met a microphone that she didn't want to take away from somebody. But the difference between the Laramie County redcoats and Natrona County is Laramie County actually pays their bills. Until very recently, the Laramie County GOP owed the state about $20,000. They're part of the reason why a couple of counties in the state had to get an extension on the payment of their county shares to the state party. But they actually paid their debt, shocking as it may be. Now, the difference between Laramie County and Natrona County is Natrona County still owes about $25,000 and they absolutely refuse to pay it. So they don't pay their bills. They don't agree with what the party platform says. They don't act like Republicans. They vote like Democrats. So why then do they want to be part of the Wyoming Republican Party? It's because the Democrats don't want them either. You see, in order to be a Democrat, you actually have to be honest about who you are. And that is exactly the opposite of what these redcoats are. And then there's the big overarching reason. There's no way that they would get elected if they actually were honest about who they are. That is, Democrats who can't spell. There's no way they'd get elected. Most of them, anyway. So anyway, we've got some big news from red-coated Republican fantasy land, and I've got more details from the state GOP Central Committee meeting. Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to a very late episode from high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. It has been a very long weekend, my friends. The weekend began Friday night at an incredible dinner put on by the Johnson County GOP. They did a fantastic job. Now, I've been to several of these meetings, and I have to tell you, no offense to the other counties that put on meetings, this one has been by far the best. There was probably around 300 people that came to the GOP dinner on Friday night. There were several items that were donated. There were several guns that were auctioned off and many other really great items. The food was great, and the GOP of Johnson County did a great job. Congratulations to those folks who put in the hard work and made it happen. Yesterday, of course, Saturday, was the State Central Committee meeting. Now, there was far too much that happened to cover on any one single episode, so today I'm going to give you a couple of highlights that happened, and then on Wednesday we'll fill in the rest of the gaps. But for today's program, I have a speech delivered by United States House of Representatives candidate Harriet Hegeman. It's a great speech, and it's entitled, We're Fed Up. And there's a long list of things that Wyoming citizens ought to be fed up with. So we'll play that one, and you can follow along and make your own list of all of the things that we're entirely fed up with, Liz Cheney included. Then I'm going to play a portion of a speech delivered by Vice Chairman of the Wyoming GOP, David Holland. The portion I'm going to play for you, he's talking about the possible censure of Park County Precinct Man Troy Bray. I know, we've talked about Troy Bray over and over and over on the program, and the Cowboy State Cow Pie and the Red Star just can't get enough of this topic. But let me tell you, my friends, it was put to bed this weekend. Thank God. But before we get there, some completely overdue and egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of the program. If you're one of these dumb red-coated frontier Republicans and you have no idea which party that you should be a part of, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, listen to a show where I tell you which party you can go to, and read an article so you actually know what you might be talking about. Yeah, maybe then you'll figure out that you shouldn't lock horns with Carbon County Chairman Joey Correnti anytime soon. It'll work out much better for you in the future. Just a thought. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you at least in part by the Wing It Food Truck. If you're a fan of hot wings, or any wings for that matter, well, you need to track down the Wing It Food Truck. And the way that you can do that is you can go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, look under the sponsors tab, and you'll find their weekly schedule there. This week, on Monday, November 15th, they'll be in Cody, Wyoming at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports. On Tuesday, they'll be in Lovell. Wednesday, they'll be in Powell, Wyoming at O'Reilly's. On Thursday, they'll be in Grable. Friday, they'll be in Thermopolis from 11 to 2 and Worland from 4 to 7. So, if you want some awesome hot wings, I personally suggest the garlic parmesan wings. Go to the website under the sponsors tab and you can figure out where that truck is going to be so you can get you some incredible hot wings. Okay, on with the program. How many things can you think of that you're fed up with? After this weekend, pretty close to the top of my list is red-coated frontier Republicans like Frontier Joe McGinley from Natrona County. But Harriet Hagerman has a long list of things Wyoming citizens ought to be fed up with, including Liz Cheney. So here's a speech she delivered to the Wyoming GOP Central Committee. It's a great speech, and it encapsulates how just about every Wyoming citizen is feeling at this very moment. It's entitled, We're Fed Up.
Thank you, and it's so wonderful to be here today. My message is going to be quite brief, and it's this. We're all fed up. We're fed up with Washington, D.C. We're fed up with mask mandates. We're fed up with vaccine mandates. We're fed up with an open border and uncontrolled immigration. We're fed up with inflation. We're fed up with rising gas prices and rising food prices. We're fed up with the Biden administration. We're fed up with Nancy Pelosi. We're fed up with Democrats who are trying to destroy our country and Republicans who won't protect us. We're fed up with the folks in D.C. that don't understand what's going on in Wyoming. We're fed up with people who don't understand our trucking industry but want to destroy it. We're fed up with people who don't understand the supply chain but think that they can have $5 gasoline and it's not going to affect the poorest among us. We're fed up with people who don't have any common sense. We're fed up with people who don't understand our Constitution. We're fed up with people who don't understand what made this country great. And we're fed up with people who don't understand freedom and liberty. And we're fed up with Liz Cheney. We did not send her to Washington, D.C. to be the judge and jury of Donald J. Trump. We sent her to Washington, D.C. to protect Wyoming. She doesn't sit on the Natural Resource Committee. She sits on the Armed Services Committee. She doesn't protect us from the overbearing taxes that this administration wants to impose against our mining industry and their effort to destroy our oil and gas industry. And I will make one commitment to you as I stand before you today. I will do everything in my power as your next congressional representative to protect Wyoming, to protect the United States, and to make sure that we return to our constitutional foundation.
Didn't she just say everything that all of us have been thinking about for the last 2 years? I mean, really, how fed up do we have to be to get people to make a change? But if I could, I'd add one more thing that Wyoming citizens are absolutely fed up with. Dirty politicians in Cheyenne that take money from pharmaceutical companies and sell our rights for a couple hundred bucks. I'm totally fed up with that. If you've never been to a state central committee meeting, here's how it works. Your local precinct men and precinct women elect a state committee man and a state committee woman. Those two individuals and the county chairman attend a quarterly meeting of the state central committee. That's the one that was held in Buffalo this past weekend. It is there that the counties bring forth resolutions that can be passed or voted on by the membership of the state central committee. These resolutions then get passed to legislators and say, this is what the Wyoming Republican Party would like to see happen in the legislature. And then other state GOP business is also discussed. For example, congratulations go to Nina Weber from Park County. She was elected our National Committee Woman. She, along with National Committee man Corey Steinmetz, will represent the Wyoming Republican Party at the national meeting. At this weekend's meeting, before any of the resolutions were even discussed, Vice Chairman David Holland gave a stirring speech in which he talked about the successes of different counties across the state, including Johnson County, and then he gave his emphatic analysis of this entire Troy Bray fiasco. You know, the one that's been irritating the crap out of us for the last few months. Red Star can't get enough of it, and neither can the Cowboy State Cowpie. Everybody wants to silence one person for their freedom of speech. Now, as I've said over and over on the program, I don't condone the email that Troy Bray sent to State Senator Tara Nethercott. I don't think it was appropriate. I don't think it was helpful. And quite frankly, he shouldn't have done it. It is, however, his right to do so. And he also has the responsibility to accept any repercussions that come from his actions. And he has. The Park County Republican Party decided how they were going to deal with their precinct man. Troy Bray is an elected precinct man in Park County. Now, the issue should have been over with right there. But the media, the mainstream, pedantic Wyoming media, wouldn't leave it alone. They publish article after article after article. While we don't have time in this episode to get to the discussion of the actual resolution, and I'm telling you, it's absolutely tremendous. You're going to love it. David Holland delivered this speech. Here it is.
Folks, there's a downside. Over the last 12 months, the progressives have committed election fraud and purposely violated numerous state election laws with regard to the 2020 election. They've kept the J6 freedom fighters in the Soviet-type gulags of Washington, D.C. as if they were political prisoners. They've denied them their constitutional rights to a speedy trial and to be charged with a crime. They forced an experimental vaccine on children from 5 to 12. They've created an inflation rate higher than we have seen in over 30 years. The official rate is 6.2%, but if you do your budget, you will find that your inflation rate is significantly higher than 6.2%. If your inflation rate is 6%, your cost of living is going to double in less than 12 years. Folks, I guarantee you, your inflation rate, your personal inflation rate, is higher than 6%. They have shut down pipelines, forcing unemployment to rise. They created gas prices higher than they have been in the last 7 years. They've made it so that America is no longer energy independent. They've allowed men into girls' bathrooms, and they've gotten the results you would expect. They have allowed over 1 million legal aliens into our country over the last 12 months. They have floated giving some illegal aliens up to $450,000 in reparations. We only give a Gold Star family $100,000 for the loss of a military person in battle. They've got the Attorney General's office and the FBI involved in intimidating soccer moms who speak out at school boards, committing allowed deadly riots to occur all across our country and refused to prosecute or even arrest the people that they identify. They refer to white men who support the Second Amendment as white supremacists. Everyone in this room, I believe, probably is a white supremacist, and you're probably being watched. If you're not, then you need to shape up and get better. They force vaccines on governmental workers. They've lied and deceived about the effectiveness of the jab because it's now clear that it is more a therapeutic than a treatment. They've covered up Dr. Fauci's role in working with the Chinese government and creating the China virus. They have pushed the lies of critical race theory. They have marginalized and belittled people of faith. Folks, we have big fish to fry, and we don't have much time to fry it. So I'd like to address a resolution that has been submitted by a county. The resolution is to condemn or censure a precinct committee man from Park County who wrote a private letter to a state senator and used foul language, filthy language he should never have used. But he wrote a private letter to that person. And when that letter went public, it was a her decision to send and make that letter public. I've been told that the leadership of the Republican Party of Wyoming is not gentlemen. We might be cowboys, but we're not gentlemen because we didn't take a stand. I'll tell you what the leadership of the party did. We took this issue and we gave it to a gentleman cowboy from Park County and said, it's your county, you handle it, Martin Kimmick, and he did. Would you give Park County a hand?
We'll get back to the conclusion of our episode in just a second, but first, a badly needed yet profusely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or some place to park all of your fun summertime toys that you're not going to be able to use for the next 9 months because that white crap is going to be flying around, well, you need to call my buddies Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their number is 307-674-2532. They are the experts in metal building construction, and they'll build you something that will stand the test of time. You'll receive a 50-year guarantee on a foundation that you can't get from any of their competitors. Their buildings stand the test of time, they're the best at what they do, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So give them a call at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Of course, I'm going to post all of the episodes there, but also anything I find during the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. So like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. And now, back to David Holland and the conclusion of our episode.
Effective, responsible, and responsive government is the one which lies closest to the people. And that issue was dealt with properly. It was sent back to the county, and the county took action. That man has lost his job. He has resigned from a voluntary position. He has not resigned from an elected position. The resolution that is proposed for this afternoon says public reference, talks about public reference, this letter being sent publicly. That letter was sent privately to one individual. It was that individual, and I'm not defending the language that was used, but that individual is the one who made that letter public. It was her choice to make the letter public. If the idea was to protect our senator, the lady, there are several points I'd like to make. First of all, I'd like to ask the county that submitted this, I'd like to ask each of you when you consider this afternoon, do you really believe that it's appropriate for this body, the State Central Committee, to interfere with the hundreds and hundreds of private of individual precinct committee men and women around the state? Is that our purview, or is that the purview of that county? The person who is suggested for censure will face his electors next election. Let them determine what they want. There's a principle in our Constitution, and I believe that the county that brought this up has access to lawyers, and they could have asked. But there's a principle of double jeopardy. The man has been tried, the man has been punished, it's over. How many times do we take him back? I would ask that if we were told that if we're silent on an issue, we are giving privately, secretly condoning the issue. And I will tell you, if you take that logic, Campbell County has had an issue going on for months. They have pornographic material in their public library. I have seen it. The pictures I cannot describe to you. They're in the children's section of the public library. If I mailed it to you, I would be committing a federal crime to mail that letter. I have been at the Campbell County Library with Campbell County Precinct people. I've been to the Campbell County Commissioners with Campbell County Precinct people. I don't know if Campbell County has taken a, the Campbell County Republican Party has taken a stand, but if they have not, I will do them the courtesy of not assuming that their silence condones pedophilia. I would ask that they give that same courtesy to the leadership of the Republican Party. When someone is accused, we deal with it quickly, we deal with it at the proper level. I would ask that county to have the courtesy and responsibility and decency to withdraw this. We have bigger fish to fry. We need to unify this party, bring it together. We have less than a year to mount a statewide winning campaign, and we can do it, and we want to work with you. Now, there's one other issue that I want to bring up, and it'll come up in the Treasurer's Report, and the day is going so long, I can't stay in the Treasurer's Report. I'm conducting a wedding in South Dakota. There's a county that owes us $25,000 in dues for the last two bienniums, the last biennium and this biennium. I don't know how many of you have been waitresses, or how many of you are married to waitresses, or your wife or your daughter. My four daughters were all waitresses. It is better to not leave your waitress a tip than to leave her a quarter, because that means you willingly, willfully spited her. We received from this county that has a $25,000 debt, a $50 check. The first thing that was brought up is, let's send it back. And I said, no, let's let the state party know that we've been insulted by that county. Thank you. I have to leave now. God bless you.
Now, both the Redcoats in Laramie County and the Redcoats in Campbell County passed a resolution to censure Troy Bray. Vice Chairman Holland was just talking about the resolution from Campbell County. However, the resolution from Laramie County was brought up at the meeting. And while we don't have enough time to talk about it in this episode, I'm telling you, we are going to give it the attention that it so richly deserves in the next episode. I have to tell you, the method by which it was dispatched was nothing short of brilliant. If the Redcoats from Campbell County and Laramie County want to start censuring people for speech, we can come up with a long list of people that need to be censured. We might begin with one of the founders of the Red-Coated Frontier Republicans, Doug Camblin, when he referred to all conservatives as cockroaches. Now, of course, when Doug Camblin was questioned about this, he didn't do the Olympic backpedal and say that he was misunderstood, or that he misspoke, or that you didn't hear him quite clearly. Instead, he just claimed it never happened. Or perhaps we could censure another founder of the Red-Coated Frontier Republicans, Gail Simmons, when she said that Bill Novotny deserves a little grace because everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, what she was talking about is driving on the wrong side of the interstate while blackout drunk, eluding police with an open container. Maybe we should censure her for those comments. After all, Johnson County Commission Chairman Bill Novotny actually endangered the lives of numerous people. Troy Bray just wrote a mean letter. And while we're talking about things that aren't actually crimes, perhaps we should divert our attention to things that are, like assault. Laramie County Chairwoman Danny Olson physically assaulted one of her precinct members. Yet we didn't hear conservatives screaming that she be censured, did we? Now, I have a solution for all of this. I suggest we should raise the bar of our language to an elevation that we can all agree upon. Now, I know what you Redcoats are about to say, but before we talk about your insane ruminations that make your Liz Cheney-loving heads explode, cue the spooky music. Thank you. Now, this is something I've been thinking about for quite some time, since this Troy Bray bovine fecal matter hit the oscillating unit, and I think it'll solve all of our problems for all of these redcoats. The problem right now is all of these redcoats are just kind of wandering around in the dark, accusing people of incivility here and incivility there, and censuring people here and there, and we don't really have any standard by which we judge proper language. I suggest we set a standard that rises to the level of a time-honored historical tradition in American politics. All they have to do is hold everybody to a presidential standard. You see, redcoats love to talk about the mean tweets of President Donald J. Trump. And by the way, I'm all in favor of some mean tweets right about now. You should be too. However, I think we should go with an earlier presidential precedent, one of Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. Now, I know the redcoats are not interested in history, nor are they interested in the people that actually wrote the Constitution, much less reading the Constitution itself, you know, like the First Amendment. But anyway, let's hold everybody to the Thomas Jefferson-John Adams standard. You see, John Adams accused Thomas Jefferson of wanting to fill the White House with French prostitutes and turning it into a brothel. Now, that was pretty outrageous at the time, but it was nothing compared to what Thomas Jefferson called John Adams. He referred to him through the majority of that campaign as a hermaphrodite. How outrageous! You see, all of this is absolutely as ridiculous as I make it sound. Everybody just needs to grow up and deal with the things that are actually affecting the lives of Wyoming citizens. And it's not what Campbell County, Laramie County, or Redcoat Frontier Joe McGinley says. On Wednesday, we'll be back on our regularly scheduled broadcast where I'll bring you the conclusion to that Troy Bray resolution fiasco. I'm telling you, it is absolutely worth the wait. Until then, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.